AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian controlled parts of Ukraine schedule votes this week to become parts of Russia. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Moscow is looking to swallow four regions in eastern and southern Ukraine. That could set the stage for Russia to ramp up the war as it loses ground to Ukrainian forces. Kyiv's top diplomat is dismissing the referendums as a sham.
The Russians can do whatever they want. It will not change anything.
At the White House,
we will never recognize this territory as anything other than a part of Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says these are not the actions of a confident or strong country. French President Emmanuel Macron says it's cynical for Russia to claim it wants to hold votes in regions where it bombed and killed people.
Si ça n'était pas tragique, nous pourrions rire.
Saying if it was not so tragic, we could laugh. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There are reports more migrants are on the move and are expected to land in President Biden's home state of Delaware. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Our heads up did not come from Governor DeSantis because his only goal is, as he's made it really clear, is to create chaos and use immigrants fleeing communism as political pawns. So it's about creating political theater for him. It's not about getting to a solution. We have a solution in front of us.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent migrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts last week. Britain's Culture Secretary Michelle Donlan says at least 250,000 people joined the huge line to see Queen Elizabeth's coffin lying in state before her funeral. As far as the cost related to the funeral, Donlan says they don't know that yet, but it was money well spent.
I don't think anybody could suggest that our late monarch didn't deserve that send-off, given the duty and the selfless service that she committed to over 70 years.
Jimmy Kimmel has signed a three-year contract extension to stay on his ABC talk show. This is AP News. It's not clear if Ricky Gervais will be asked to host again.
For any of you who don't know, the Golden Globes are just like the Oscars, but without all that esteem.
NBC is going to air the Golden Globe Awards again in January. The AP's Margie Zaralletta reports the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is trying to rebuild its reputation.
A good chunk of Hollywood has boycotted the Golden Globes for the past year and a half after the Los Angeles Times reported the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's 87 members included no black members. Last year's ceremony was held off the air and without nominees present. NBC says the Golden Globes will be back on TV on January 10th. The HFPA says its voting body is now 10% black, 10% Middle Eastern, 12% Asian, and 19% Latino. The HFPA also enacted reforms to curtail unethical behavior. Nominations will be announced December 12th. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.